Welcome to Brand by Design with your host, certified BG5 business consultant, myself, Ashley Branna Eve. The goal of this podcast is to help you create a clear, consistent, creative, personal brand to help you stand out and get paid for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise and build a highly profitable, personally fulfilling business, this is the place. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, everybody. You may have noticed I've been quiet on Instagram the last few days, and I'm going to be honest, it has been absolutely crazy in our chicken business. I sell Silkies and Heritage Breed chickens, and it has been absolutely nuts. We sold out in under 48 hours, so it's been a lot of organizing pickup and all of that. Now, I want to say something briefly before we get into the episode on how I sold out in 48 hours in my chicken business. Now, it's the exact same thing I teach about in everything I do. Whether you are an in-person, a brick and mortar, or an online business, business is business is business is business. And this is where so many people are going wrong at making business more complicated than it has to be, or more stressful than it has to be in the spiritual space of making business something other than it is. It's business. It doesn't mean you can't be passionate about it. It doesn't mean you can't be excited and lit up. It doesn't mean it cannot be your purpose. And where that suffering comes from is not treating it like a business, but expecting it to pay you like a business. And I want you to sit with that for a second. In what ways are you not treating your business like a business, but expecting it to pay you and sell out like a business? And as soon as we have that come to Jesus moment, we can really be honest about where that gap is. And I'll be honest with you guys as well. You know, I always, BG5 is a refinement tool. It is not business strategy. And this is why I love giving you guys the BG5 information. I provide an insane amount of information and value in my content, but it's actually the implementation of the BG5 with actual business strategy that gets the results. And that's what I'm helping my clients do in the Brand by Design Mastermind. We have 2 spots left and we begin April 1st. If one of those spots is yours, I recommend checking out the link in the show notes. It's going to be small. It's going to be intimate, this cohort, because I want to be able to fully give myself to you guys within the mastermind and help you build a profitable brand by design in 2024. That's what it's all about. All right. So let's go into really quick before we get into the episode. How did I do it? How did I sell out in under 45 minutes? It felt like it, to be quite honest. In under 48 hours in the chicken business, it was our first official hatch as a business. And I want to break some things down for you because you're going to notice if you've been in my world, it's the exact same things I tell you guys about for your spiritual business, your online business. Number one, ever since I got into chickens, even before I started selling them, I had my CEO hat on and I was curious, what are people interested in? What do people want? And what is the gap in the market in my area? And how can I fill that gap? And there's a combination of Silkies, which are really cute, and more rare heritage breeds. And so over the last, and this is playing the long game, especially when you're hatching out chicks, you're looking at 6 months to a year before they even lay an egg. So it is a long, long game in building out a chicken business. So what I started to do was get breeds that people were asking about and quality that people would want. So for example, with Silkies, you can get Silkies anywhere, but not all of them are beautifully crested and really floofy and what is called up to SOP, standard of perfection. So I knew I wanted to stand out that way. Another way I wanted to stand out is I noticed people want vaccinated birds, and it's actually in alignment with my values because chicken diseases are so deadly and they spread so fast. So I make a point that all of my hatches are vaccinated for Marek's and ILT, and the babies are raised inside because I put health and longevity first for my babies. It's not just about a quick buck. It's truly about creating healthy birds that get to be family members for our clients, for our customers. So that was number one. And you guys are going to recognize that because I say it all the time. Listen to the market and find that middle zone between what makes you happy and what the market wants. there were breeds over the last couple of years, well, I guess year and a half now, that at the end of the day are popular in the space, in the chicken business. They're popular breeds, but I personally didn't like them. So I had invested in those birds. I had brought those birds to the property and that investment didn't pay off. There was no ROI because honestly, I didn't like the bird. So not that personal bird, but just the breed in general, right? So I end up selling them off and that ROI I planned for that investment never panned out. So one, looking at the market and giving the market what it wants. Number two, finding that gray zone where your passion and the market, what the market wants, can meet in the middle. So like I said, there's some breeds that would sell like hotcakes, but I personally don't like being around them. And I don't really enjoy them. So I don't have them on my property. I focus on the ones that the market wants and I really love and enjoy. All right. Next thing I want to give you guys for this is I created a brand. So we have Whispering Spruce, Silkies, and Heritage Breeds. But more than that, I spent a little bit of extra time. It didn't take a lot of time and created these absolutely adorable setups for photo shoots with the chicks. Now, behind the chicks, I have these stuffed animals and they're on this really cute. It's my favorite shirt, actually, but it worked really well. So I sacrificed it for the sake of marketing and the business. My red plaid shirt. And so I sit them on it for their little photo shoots and I take really nice pictures of them and I post those in their groups of their breed. So I take a couple from that group, take pictures of them. And the reason I did this is very few people take official pictures. So it stands out. Like these groups for chickens are busy, especially this time of year. How am I going to stand out when other people are selling silkies? Well, I'm going to have these really eye-catching pictures that stop the scroll. They're adorable. It's like, it gives you this warm, fluffy feeling. And it also presents the birds in a beautiful light rather than these random like overhead shots of them in the brooder. This also allows me, who is building my name up, to have beautiful pictures of the birds. And I can use that as marketing for upcoming hatches to get people on the wait list. I have these beautiful pictures of the hatch before to prove the quality of bird I have, and I can get people on the wait list that way. So point two is be willing to create an actual brand. I am sticking with these brand colors and this picture setup very intentionally. Why? People are going to start to associate it with my brand. And I have every intention on making my brand one that people are seeking out and getting on the wait list really early for so that I have hatches sold out before they even hatch. And to do that, I want these nice pictures that stand out and people immediately in the newsfeed know it's me and immediately know that means that there's a wait list coming up or a hatch coming up. I want to stand out. And those pictures and that setup is part of my ability of standing out and to stand out. So very intentionally creating and curating your brand even comes down to what you wear, how you speak, the colors. And I don't just mean font colors, but the colors you wear. All of that comes into play in building a recognizable brand that stands out in a busy newsfeed. Because let's be honest, no matter your niche, it's busy out there. Number three, I invested, and this is going to be controversial, I invested a lot to set up this business. We are probably easily $15,000 deep into setting up this business before there was even a penny made. And this is one of the things that can be very controversial. And yes, every single person is going to have a different zone of what they're able to invest to get their business up and running. And yet there are going to be some upfront investments in getting your business going. So looking at what are you comfortable in spending to get your business going? Does it look like getting a Kajabi platform set up so that you can host your courses on it? Does it mean hiring a VA? Does it mean renting out a space for your personal training studio? What are the upfront costs? And it's no different than when I owned a personal training studio and my upfront costs were sky high getting all the equipment I required to run the personal training studio. There are going to be expenses. Yet when we're playing the long game, we take that into account rather than just looking at this month. And what I mean by that is when I was planning that out, I knew that for an actual ROI, we're looking years and years out. And I knew that for a lot of our breeds, we wouldn't be able to start selling them until 2025, right? And this was last year in 2023. So I knew I had to play the long game. Where a lot of people in the spiritual world get themselves stuck is they're playing for today. What can I do today? Or they're playing for next month. How can I hit a 10K month next month? And they're not playing for the long game. And that is causing their business to never be successful. I'm not saying you have to spend 10K on your business out of the gate, but I am saying there are going to be some kind of upfront costs. And we have to be willing at the end of the day to have some upfront costs to get started. And I know that is a very controversial opinion. And I've worked with thousands of people so far. I've seen what works and what doesn't. And the last one I want to say is when we first started having extra chicks, it was more from my hatches for myself. And there'd be like four or five extras. I actually gave them away for free or really cheap, like $5 each. And I did that to start building my name. The reality is in the chicken groups, in the chicken community, no one knew who I was. And I had no authority to be charging the higher prices. And so what I did was I started holding raffles. I gave chicks away for free. I sold them for $5. Why? Because I was playing the long game and I wanted my name out there. And I had so many happy customers that they started referring so many people to me. And people were booking in chicks in January that they couldn't get until March this year. So that was another way, you know, I see in the online coaching space a lot where people are, and this might come out wrong, but entitled and don't feel like they should do things, quote unquote, for free or for a discount, right? Be willing to be the guest expert in people's groups. That's how I build my brand. In the beginning, I was doing 10 to 15 hours a month of free talks and guest experts in other people's communities and on other people's platforms. And that borrowed authority from the person that was having me in their group, which built my business. I was willing to go on podcasts. I was willing to speak at events. I was willing to do it all for free. And I also had one-off calls that were like $99 back then. And I do those as well from time to time now. But the point is, be willing to do those things. Be humble and be willing to be a beginner without comparing yourself to other people's middles or ends. And that, my friend, is a great segue into the topic of this episode. This episode is all about not comparing your beginnings to other people's middles or ends. And this is actually also tied into another point I said in this episode about investments and investing to get a return. Now, who I'm going to use as this example, you may not know who they are. You may. I had heard the name, but I didn't really know who they are. I watch a lot of streamers on YouTube for law and pop culture, and someone I listened to all the time was talking about Mr. Beast, and I had honestly really no idea who that person was until she said that he spends about $1 million plus per video that he puts out on YouTube and that he's the number one creator on YouTube. And that sparked my interest. You guys know me. I don't look to the coaching industry. I look to the broader industry on how are people getting ahead? How are people succeeding? What are they doing to succeed? And I get curious. I'm actually very curious at what it takes to get to those certain levels. Now, I have no intention on being YouTube's number one creator or traveling the world spending $1 million per YouTube video. I have no desire for that. And I'm always curious about this because it serves not just my interest in building businesses, but assisting my clients and creating content for you guys to help bring into perspective what it really takes to get to the level that you are desiring or the level that you're comparing yourself to online. All right, so who is Mr. Beast? 25 years old, Jimmy Donaldson, also known as Mr. Beast, he is one of YouTube's most viewed and highest paid creators. If you go to his account, you're looking at 155 million views, 203 million views, 174 million views per video. I mean, he dominates the scene on YouTube. His early viral videos included challenging feats from reading every word in the dictionary to counting from zero to $100,000 for 40 straight hours. Now, how do I know? He actually has that in his bio over on YouTube. You can read about everything he did, including raising 20 million to plant 20 million trees, removing 30 million pounds of trash from the ocean, building wells in Africa, helping 1,000 blind people see, and giving away $1 million in one video. Yeah, I'm not making this up. He also gave away a private jet and a chocolate factory. So you can see this over on his YouTube. He has a list of all the feats he's done, and that is how his channel started. His ambitious challenges and money giveaways, like curing 1,000 people's blindness, have helped him grow his channel to roughly 240 million subscribers. This is the most subscribers in YouTube's history. And I believe it's like 247 million if we're counting. And this is something I also want to say about the paying people, right? These ambitious challenges, money giveaways. There's someone I follow and love, the Sculpted Vegan. And one thing that's allowed her business to stand out in the fitness industry is she has money giveaways. If you win one of the challenges, the fitness challenges, you win big money. So this is definitely a way to stand out for those that have that money behind them and are able to do that as part of their investment to get started. Mr. Beast is also an entrepreneur. He actually launched the virtual restaurant brand Mr. Beast Burger in 2020 and a supposedly better for you chocolate business called Feastables in 2022. Overall, he's raked in somewhere between 600 to 700 million annually. But the YouTube star still doesn't consider himself to be wealthy. He says, you know, maybe I'm naive, maybe one day, but right now, whatever we make, we reinvest. I want to say that again, because this is where I think a lot of people are also going wrong in their businesses online, is they're spending their money on lifestyle. They're spending their money on different things in their life rather than reinvesting it in the business so the business can grow. And I actually blame the lifestyle marketing culture for this, because a lot of people are feeling as though investing in the luxury things, the luxury cars, the luxury vacations, the first class flights are what's going to grow their business. Mr. Beast is so wealthy because he understands this thing. He reinvests what he makes into the business. And that's something I've done in all of my businesses, is what I make gets reinvested back into it. And even now with my business, I'm still reinvesting back into my business so it can grow even more. All of my businesses, also my chicken business. So he has, and he's obviously got the CEO mindset. He's obviously very ambitious. And yet you can be ambitious, you can be intelligent and not be successful. He has made himself incredibly successful through ultimately giving people what they want and the content they want. Now, he, even in the beginning, he attempted to game YouTube's algorithm, and a lot of people got to know him through playing Minecraft or Call of Duty. In fact, if you mention him to a lot of people, they're like, oh, that gamer YouTuber, because that's how he started out. That's how a lot of people got to know him. And in fact, he went through stages of trends on his channel to try and game, ultimately, the YouTube algorithm. And when people saw him as this YouTube gamer, what he was really doing was trying to get in front of the algorithm and win over the algorithm. It's wild. He's brilliant. And he himself made very few appearances in his videos in the early days. He was, like I said, known as that gamer on YouTube. And guys, what we have to understand first and foremost, this did not happen overnight. He uploaded his first YouTube in February 2020 when he was just 13 years old, right? So what we've gotten ourselves into, I'm going to be honest, and again, maybe I'm saying a lot of things are controversial things today. However, we are currently living in a culture of entitlement. If I show up, I should get paid. If I put out a video, it should be seen. If I start a YouTube channel, I should be getting viewers and paid ads. If I start an Instagram, people should want to pay me and follow me. We really are in, you know, and I'm showing my age with this, oh my goodness, an entitlement era. And even a lot of the talk over, you know, Sky Daddy and just holding the vibe because you were born to be rich, or you were born to be this, or it's your birthright. All of this is very much entitlement, that you're entitled to being wealthy and you're entitled to being successful in business. And what that ultimately does, I'm going to be honest, is it sets people up for failure because people believe just because they've shown up, they should be getting paid. And then when they're not, they wonder what they're doing wrong because, well, I was born worthy and I made the YouTube channel or I made the Instagram. This guy's been going hard at YouTube since 2012. And he attempted, unsuccessfully in the beginning, to master the YouTube algorithm by creating content he thought would attract the largest audience. Now, what do I say, guys? When you are doing things to try and attract the largest audience, you attract nobody. And his channel did not grow. In the beginning, in 2012, when he was attempting to create content for the largest audience, he was unsuccessful in building his brand. And that's when he kind of went over into being that gamer and he would start playing Minecraft and Call of Duty on YouTube. And that's when he started to slowly build up his following. However, it was really 2015, 2016 when he really started to gain momentum on the platform. That's 2012 to 2015, late 2015 to 2016. How many people now are willing to spend that kind of time? And here's the thing. It's not that he was doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. He was testing things out. He was trying things out and he started to refine his audience as he went along. By mid-2016, he hit 30,000 subscribers. Now, again, this is someone, if we look at them now, it has 247 million. And between 2012 and 2016, hit 30,000. Again, he worked his ass off for this and he showed up for this. So what really made him go viral? It was 2017 when he uploaded a video of himself counting to 100,000, which he later revealed took him 44 hours. Guys, he uploaded a video of him counting to 100,000. That's what I'm saying. You do not have to be a genius to get ahead. You have to be persistent, consistent, and have that grit to keep going and keep finding ways to figure it out and make it work. And that's the difference. Is a lot of people just try to do the same thing over and over again and wonder why they're not getting different results. This is the mindset everyone needs as an entrepreneur. Okay, that didn't work. Perfect. I'm going to pivot. That didn't work. I'm going to pivot. Okay, that kind of worked. I'm starting to get a following. I'm going to refine it even more. And who knew counting to 100,000 would be one of the things that really ignited his YouTube career. And later in an interview, he said, I just really wanted it in relationship to the challenge. He said, I had dropped out of college. I wasn't really making much money. I knew it would go viral. All right, guys, something else I want to say here. I knew it would go viral. One of the things we hear so much in the coaching space is don't worry, viral doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if people see your posts, like the right people will find you. The right people will find you, right? He knew it would go viral. And this was the spark that ignited $600 to $700 million a year and YouTube's greatest creator of all time. Guys, is that sinking in? Now, I'm not saying sell your soul to go viral. And I'm not saying everything you post needs to go viral or even should go viral. Often, when others are zigging, you zag, and that will make you stand out. And at the end of the day, you need eyeballs on your shit. If people are not seeing your shit, you can't sell to them. So yes, the amount of eyeballs on your content, regardless of platform, is critical. So after that went viral, he found what the YouTube algorithm liked. He had finally gained the algorithm and won the algorithm over, if you will. He was playing with over time, okay, what is the YouTube algorithm like? What gets seen? What gets views? What grows my channel? And I'm going to be honest, this is something I've been doing with YouTube as well this year, and I'm going to be creating more astrology, celebrity content, and psychic reading contents on YouTube. Why? Because YouTube likes it and pushes it. And I can create a human design training that's fucking epic, and it goes nowhere. And I can create a astrology psychic reading for a celebrity and get thousands of views on it. And someone might say, yeah, but Ashley, and maybe you're thinking this, Ashley, going viral on YouTube, what's that going to get you? How many people converted? well, this is exactly what it's going to get me. And this is the thinking that you need to have as well. Sure, it might not convert, although it does. A lot of people sign up when I do those for my one-on-one astrology readings when I have them. What I'm doing is playing the long game, guys. What I'm doing is playing the long game. One, I do love astrology and I do love psychic readings and I love doing that. So I'm passionate about it. It makes me really happy to do. And I know what the YouTube algorithm likes and I want to set up my YouTube channel to get paid in my sleep, to have ad revenue and to grow that ad revenue over time. So it is very intentional. And like I said, when I was talking about the chicken business, I find that gray zone, something I'm passionate about. I mean, I wouldn't be passionate playing video games, maybe like Mario Kart or something I would, or Pokemon Go, but I wouldn't be passionate about doing that. But I am passionate about astrology and psychic readings. So why not leverage what the algorithm wants rather than what I think I should do, right? It's a really important difference. So now he does have a different, you know, couple different types of videos that he does on his channel. He puts out hour-long stunts, which have been referred to as like Junk Lord YouTube. He has last person to leave challenges where he actually gives out thousands of dollars. He has different types of charity challenges as well. I mean, let's be honest, we all love a rich person that's doing great things with their money. Do we not around here? Can I get an amen? You guys always know I say this, good people do good things with more money. So he puts on these really attention-grabbing donation and charity stunts where he actually once opened up a car dealership where he gave out cars for free. I'm not even shitting you. And he's known to dole out thousands of dollars to small streamers on Twitch and YouTube, as well as to waitresses and Uber drivers in person. And again, you can see all this right on his channel. He breaks it down. He has donated over 100 cars. He gave away a private island twice, counted to 100,000. We talked about that. Adopted every dog in a shelter, got buried alive, really random, and sold houses for $1. This guy is doing great things with his money, and people love to get behind someone like this. So yes, and this is something Taylor Swift has done as well. And I mean this with absolutely no shade. She is a brilliant businesswoman, and I have no doubt she does a lot more donating in private without her name being attached. And when her PR comes out with all these things she's doing for her dancers and the truck drivers and donations, even when she used to go to people's proms or weddings or meet fans or have listening parties and things like that, it was all done as PR. People love rich people that are giving back, and it creates such passion behind that person. So Mr. Beast has done a lot through his channel and has even been dubbed YouTube's biggest philanthropist, if I pronounce that right. There was a lot of mental preparation to say that word on the channel. Anyway, I don't want to bore you guys with the entire details of his entire YouTube career. You can Google it or you can go to his YouTube and read all the things he's done. The point is, and what I wanted to drive home, was he's been at this a long ass time. And he was someone that was really willing to keep testing things out and falling on his face to figure out what it took to become the top creator on YouTube, what it took to outsmart the algorithm so he would stand out and get subscribers. He fell on his face over and over again, had directions that didn't work out to figure out what do people want and how can I grab people's attention. And here's the thing, guys, where I think a lot of people in the spiritual space get kind of caught up is, yeah, for sure. If you say to me, Ashley, I don't care how much I make, I don't care how many people I serve, I'm just doing it for fun, then don't worry about this shit. Then this, I'm not for you and this episode isn't for you. Go about your way. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, with saying, I don't want to make any money, I'm just doing it for fun. Then don't worry about this. Where so many spiritual entrepreneurs create their own suffering is, in one hand, they're saying, I don't care about that. I don't want to learn marketing. It's bro marketing. It's not spiritual. I don't want to learn how to copyright. I don't want to build a brand. I don't want to show up consistently, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to learn how to work with the algorithm. I don't want to, et cetera, right? Like, I don't need to keep going with that. You know, and we've all said those things. So none of us are free here. I'm speaking to all of us, even a reminder to myself. So in the one hand, I don't want to do those things. But in the other hand, why am I not making money? I don't understand why my business isn't growing. Why can't I pay my bills? Well, have you been posting consistently? Are you building a recognizable brand? Are you testing things out? Are you investing in the right things in your business that are going to get your business ahead? Are you doing all these things that are going to create a clear, consistent, scalable brand? Or are you just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping your business scales? Or are you just holding the vibe because you were born worthy of being a multimillionaire and Sky Daddy is going to take care of you if you start an Instagram? We have to start being honest with ourselves, or not, as Ra'uruhu would say, or not, because if you don't want to be honest about where you are, what you're doing, and the gap between where you are, what you're doing, and the results you want, you're going to continue suffering. And ultimately, you're probably going to quit one day. And it has nothing to do with you not being cut out for it. You just weren't treating your business like a business. And if you want to treat it, if you want it to pay you like a business, you have to treat it like a business. If you want it to pay you like a hobby, treat it like a hobby, but make a decision and back yourself with your full ass with that decision. All right. So let's look at how much does Mr. Beast rake in? This is what's being reported. How much does he rake in every month on his YouTube channel? Now, if we are looking strictly at his ad revenue and paid sponsorships, it's said that he's raking in a minimum of $3 to $5 million each month. And of course, based on views on each of his videos, that could be higher or lower, but it's a minimum of 3 to 5 million is the consistent number that I'm finding. His 2021 YouTube income of 54 million averages 4.5 million per month generated via the platform. So that's where they're getting this like average. However, that's in 2021 and he's grown significantly since then. I can't find any numbers from 2023. However, I'm guessing it's significantly higher than that. And that is only from ad revenue and paid sponsorships. Guys, I've been beating this dead horse of get your ass on YouTube for ages and ain't no one listening to me at all. I have been telling clients to do this for the last 5 years. No one listens to me in regards to it. Like very few people actually listen to me in regards to this. You can make bank and ad revenue and paid sponsorships alone. And that's where, like I said, the focus of my YouTube is going to be moving towards because it's incredible reoccurring income, obviously. Now, like I said, he reinvests a lot of what he makes back into his business. So let's assume, we'll just go with these numbers, that he's still making about 3 to 5 million per month on YouTube. Again, I think that's going to be really low if we're looking at it in terms of 2024, to be quite honest. I think those numbers are definitely low with the growth of his channel. However, I did find numbers for 2023 on what he spends per video, and he spends approximately $1 to $1.5 million to create a video. He's actually revealed that he spends between $7 million and $8 million a month making videos across his various channels. Now, I share this for a couple reasons. Again, just to reiterate this and make it really clear that I'm not just throwing out numbers about Mr. Beast. Number one, it took him time to get there. His first video was in 2012, right? It was 2016 before it really started to gain that viral momentum. And not only that, but we often see what people make on platforms, but we're not seeing all the work that went into it. We're not seeing all the trial and error that went into it, either because we're consciously deciding not to accept that it's there, or that person is not being honest about what it took to get where they are, which can sometimes be a little deceptive in their marketing. However, it took him that long to get to this place. And had he not done the trial and error, had he not kept testing it out to see what would work, he would have never been where he was now. If he kept just creating videos based on what he likes alone and talking about what he likes alone, he also would have struggled to grow his channel. He was looking at kind of that sweet spot between what the algorithm was pushing and what people wanted to watch, honestly. And it was also things he enjoyed. So he was very intelligent in gaming, ultimately, the algorithm. However, he invests a lot to make that as well. And again, I know this is super controversial, and I'm not saying someone needs to go out and spend $1 million on a video or $10,000 setting up their chicken business or start their business and invest $10,000. That's not what I'm saying. However, intentional investment into your business that moves the business forward is going to be your best ROI. Other than your mindset. Your mindset's always going to be the thing that creates the most ROI in your business. But number two, intentional spending. And intentional spending doesn't just mean taking endless courses. It doesn't necessarily mean hiring 45 mentors at once. I can't tell you the amount of people that end up in my DMs and they're like, yeah, I have 3 mentors right now and I'm in 3 masterminds and 4 different courses. Can I work with you in the next round, right? It's like, why are you working with so many people to begin with? That is the worst investment in your money, not to mention you're going to get 1 million different perspectives on how to be successful online, which just makes it more complicated and makes you more confused, right? So intentional investment in your business is smart, and that's going to be the foundation that your ROI is built on later down the road within your business. And he's obviously still the mindset that he reinvests it back into the business to continue to make more and have that money compound for him over time. All right, guys, that's really all I have for you today. I just wanted to help bring some perspective to building an online brand. Because again, you know, I've been beating this dead horse for a while. So also because I've been beating this dead horse for a while, I'm very excited to do more astrology and psychic readings on YouTube because, you know, I honestly feel the industry at times, maybe I'm going to say something really controversial again today. I might lose a lot of subscribers this episode or gain a lot, who knows? But I do feel the spiritual industry is going to have a come to Jesus moment very soon. We're already seeing it, right? We're already seeing it where people realize they built a house of cards or something that's not sustainable. And I really feel there's going to be this come to Jesus moment. There's going to be certain people that survive that come to Jesus moment and a lot that don't. And it's because a lot of people are not building an actual business and then wondering why their business is not paying them like a business and why they're not getting more freedom over time. And we can have that choice to be inspired into a different way right now, rather than this desperation that happens when we have no other choice to figure something out, either finally look at it as a business or go back to corporate. You can use this episode as an inspiration to pull those big girl panties up and start looking at your business like a business. But I will say, I really do believe this industry is going to have a come to Jesus moment. And I'm really excited to do more astrology and psychic readings on YouTube, not only because I love it and it's, you know, something I'm passionate about and work with clients on and a skill and a gift of mine, but because it is very transparently, very exhausting at times, because I desperately want to help people build their brands by design. And a lot of people are just looking for that cosmic lottery, as Ra would call it, which is really no different than the fitness industry of people trying to find that weight loss pill so that they don't have to do the work. And the only way for sustainable, whether with your health and fitness goals or with your business goals, is slow and steady wins the race. That's the only thing, is an investment in your time, of your time and your money, into your health, into your wealth, into your business, into your future, investing that now for the payoff later. And anything that creates immediate results, those diet pills or the quick fix in your business, it might get you a quick win, but you're going to fizzle out as fast as a falling star. And I don't want that for you. All right. If you're ready to build your brand by design, I have 2 spots left in the Brand by Design Mastermind. And this is truly for people that are playing the long game. I cannot be caught up in the riptide of fast now, adrenaline rush, addicted to the quick hits. I can't be caught up in that riptide. My nervous system cannot be caught up in that riptide. But if you are looking to build something that's a legacy that understands the gray zone between what you're passionate about and what the market wants, and you're ready to build an actual business and brand in 2024 and beyond, then Brand by Design, the Mastermind's for you. We start April 1st, and I would be honored to serve you in there. All right, my friends, I'm going to head out. I have chores to do on the farm and at the sanctuary we started, so I will see you in the next one. If you enjoyed this, please give it a share and tag me over on Instagram at Ashley Brianna Eve. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.